thank you for downloading The Producer's Pick from Sounds True. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, one of our producers has chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Eccentricity is the Hallmark of Giftedness, comes from the second volume in the Dangerous Old Woman audio series, The Power of the Crone, Myths and Stories of the Wise Woman Archetype, with poet, Jungian psychoanalyst, and contadora, keeper of the old stories, Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes. My name is Tammy Simon, and I'm the producer at Sounds True who worked with Dr. Estes on recording The Power of the Crone. One of the things I love about Dr. Estes' work is the encouragement and blessing power that she bestows on each of us to be our wholly unique self, unlike any other, one of a kind. In this excerpt from The Power of the Crone, she talks about how a psychology of giftedness is at the root of her masterwork on The Dangerous Old Woman, and what she learned from her Aunt Edna about the importance of standing tall and strong in our uniqueness. You can download this entire program, The Power of the Crone, Myths and Stories of the Wise Woman Archetype, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, excerpted from The Power of the Crone, Eccentricity is the Hallmark of Giftedness, with Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes.
This is the first page of the manuscript of The Dangerous Old Woman that I've worked on for 30 years. It goes this way. To the eyes of my soul, I see that you, dear soul, that all souls are born gifted. We've been without a psychology of the gifted woman, unmanned, for eons. And I mean to help raise that enormous and long overdue knowing back into its holy place, the psychology of the gifted, psyche and soul, psyche meaning the soul, and ology meaning knowledge of the journey of the soul. And thus, los tres secretos, the three secrets every gifted soul must know, accept, unequivocally, even though there might be precious few who tell you what they actually are, but the dangerous old woman crone will tell you, for they're at the core of that particular representation of something that is us, at the center of us, and yet greater than us, carrying all the bounty and challenge and gifts of our lives. Here they are. Los tres secretos. Primero, first. Since you are born gifted, please know that you will never, ever lead an ordinary life. Segundo, second. Secreto, you were made one of a kind, and meant to be precisely so, with all your oddities, and your gifts, and listen closely to me. Your eccentricities are the first signs of your giftedness. Andres, the third secreto. If you are seeking normalcy, get over it. Because, listen closely, normalcy is the enemy of giftedness. And thus, speaking of eccentricities, being the hallmark of giftedness, of an Aunt Edna who was so tall that she had to bow her head to come under the door frames, and she went through a series of fashions, none of which fit her properly, but she tried as hard as she could. She was a Cherokee woman. She married into our family, and she tried as hard as she could because she saw them as costumes, as regalia. So she had her monkey fur coat, as we called it. It was a long-haired coat. I don't know, maybe made of water buffalo, or maybe just buffalo, and dyed black. That the whole thing would quiver, like, you know, like a falling rain with little black hairs falling out of it. Every step she would take, while she went through her phase where she would dress Western. She'll have a Dale Evans like cowboy hat on, a white one, you know, tilted to the side and curled on the edges. And she'll wear a cowboy shirt across her very ample breasts that had gaps in the front between the snaps because it was a little bit always too small over her bosom, and tie, you know, that was made out of woven cord, like a necktie almost, you know, that had a great big buffalo head on it. And you think that seeing women today wearing camisoles on top of their clothes, or even bras on top of their clothes, is new. No. It all started long ago. In the 40s, women wore pajamas in public. It was just when women were wearing trousers. And so they wore these long jersey pajama bottoms and a top that looked mysteriously like pajamas. And she went through that phase, and she went through the phase of, I'll have many pictures of her holding different people's babies in her arms, and she'll have on all these hats. Some of them look like pilgrim hats on the American pilgrims. It would look like the Puritan hats, the men's hats, incidentally, not the women's hats, but the men's hats. And one of my favorite memories of her and her eccentricity, which was her creativity for costuming herself, for being a dramatic woman that, obviously, she is remembered and with great love. One of my favorite memories of her is she'll pump gas, you know, at the gas station. These little tiny gas stations, there's no such thing as an attendant. There's some old guy, usually half drunk, who's sitting in the back and who takes the money. And she would be pumping the gas away, smoking a cigarette. Let's take a cigarette dangling out of her mouth. And, oh, my God, you know, I didn't realize as a child this whole gas station could have gone up in a big explosion. But she always managed to not set anything on fire, including herself. And I remember her out there, big bone, the wind blowing. And she had some kind of fabulous hat on and pumping the gas, and her big old feet, you know, showing out of her shoes where she cut all the openings. And she used to say so many things that were just down to earth. One of the things that she would say was that, if the wind blows, baby, you know, if the wind blows, don't run into the house. Ride it. If the wind blows, don't run into the house. Ride the wind. Yes.